You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, your Student Government Association.
Faithfully execute the duties of my office. And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University.
The Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University.
And regulations which may be made.
And regulations which may be made.
In pursuance thereof.
In pursuance thereof.
Congratulations. Journal Clerk, will you please call roll?
Yes. Senator Anderson?
Present.
Senator Baby?
Here.
Senator Berry?
Here.
Senator Betancourt?
Here.
Senator Bland? Senator Bradshaw? Senator Briley?
Present.
Senator Briscoe?
Here.
Senator Burwell?
Here.
Senator Campbell?
Here.
Senator Cassati?
Present.
Senator Shavira?
Here.
Senator Corcoran?
Here.
Senator Covert?
Here.
Senator Danley?
Here.
Senator DeLiro, Senator Dennis,
here.
Senator Deanna,
here.
Senator Ford,
here.
Senator Fulton,
here.
Senator Haga,
here.
Senator Hamrick,
here.
Senator Hatch,
here.
Senator Hoffman, Senator Huddleston,
here.
Senator Evan Johnson,
here.
Senator Riley Johnson,
here.
Senator Cower,
here.
Senator Kahn,
here.
Senator Leatherwood,
here.
Senator Markham, Senator McKee,
here.
Senator Mitchell?
Here.
Senator Mitchell?
Here.
Senator Monterey?
Here.
Senator Moore?
Here.
Senator Neal?
Here.
Senator Obadott? Senator Owen?
Here.
Senator Pippin?
Here.
Senator Post?
Here.
Senator Price?
Here.
Senator Robinette?
Here.
Senator Romo?
Here.
Senator Scarf?
Sharp?
Senator Shackelford?
Here.
Senator Shelton?
Here.
Senator Shipp?
Here.
Senator Studebaker?
Here.
Senator Tharp?
Here.
Senator Tomlin?
Here.
Senator Kearney? Senator Urbanczyk?
Present.
Senator Vogel? Senator Waldrop?
Here.
Senator Walston? Senator West?
Present.
Senator Westbrook? Senator Whetstone?
Present.
Senator Yonet?
Here.
All right, thank you. We will now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Hatch?
Thank you, Madam President. I move to suspend the reading of the Senate Journal.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Anderson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Suspension of the Senate Journal passes. We now move on to open forum, starting with Nick Hayes from the Association of Students About Service.
I just want to set this down. Thanks, everyone, for having me. Madam President, I think I voted for you. I'm pretty sure I did. The rest of the SGA Senate. I really appreciate your time. My name is Nick Hayes. I'm a senior CFAS student here at Texas Tech, and I'm a part of the Association of Students About Service. And I wanted to take an opportunity to talk about and maybe lobby, if you will, a little bit for a event that we're putting on at the end of this month. Now, some people might know that at the end of this month, the last week of October is the National Collegiate Alcohol Awareness Week. It goes on everywhere across the country, every university, college, and we were working with them and working with other organizations on campus. We wanted to do something special this year in lieu of that, sort of something for recovery. So we decided that we wanted to put on a 5K. So does everyone here know what a 5K is? Good. That's a good start. So we decided, because it's October, obviously Halloween happens in October, we wanted to do a zombie-themed 5K. So it's going to happen October 26th, and it's going to be at night at 10 p.m., so that might be kind of cool or dangerous, whatever you want it to be. And it's going to be at the Rec Sports right there. So it'll be all outside. We're working with Engineers Without Borders and a couple other organizations on campus. And really the main reason I'm here is for y'all to go out and to speak to other organizations and to get other people involved and signed up to be runners. If you want to be a zombie, if that's your thing, I don't know, but maybe it is, and you can sign up for that. We have a website, thezday.com. I have lots of flyers with us, and I also have several sponsorship packets. So if you are in another organization that maybe has some expendable funds that wants to kind of spread your name a little bit, get with me after this and get a sponsorship packet. Just real quick, if I have a few more minutes, I just want to let you know, our largest, the one that we really recommend, the Oozing Eyeball level sponsorship, will get you a lot of things. It'll get you on the website, it'll get you on our shirt, it'll get you mentioned before and after the event, complimentary race entries, announcement on Facebook and Twitter, on our website, all of that. So it's a great way to market your organization. And it's a really good cause to Run for Recovery, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. So if anyone wants a flyer, I can pass those out now or I can wait till later, and I'm willing to take any questions if anyone has. Yes.
Do you have anything for little, like anything for little children? I understand that it's at 10 p.m., so it might not be something that you look into, but it is a Halloween run, so little kids will get arrested. Is there anything other than a 5K, say like an 800 meters to a 1K?
You know, I don't think we've really talked about that, but I know that we have had families from the community sign up, and that it isn't just an exclusive thing.
Because, I think a 3-mile race.
Right, exactly. But we have had people that have signed up to come out. I don't know if they're planning on doing the 5K or not, but maybe they just want to be supportive and get a t-shirt. It's $20 to sign up, and you can sign up on our website, and you get a shirt with that if you sign up within a certain amount of time. Does anyone else have a question?
Well, yes, sir. What is your website?
TheZday.com?
Yeah. What, yes, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
You said it was last weekend in October. Is it that Saturday?
Yes, the 26th, that Saturday at 10 p.m. And we really, really want people to come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're expecting Senator Monterey has been helping us out the past couple weeks and months. Has been very supportive. And I think we're expecting, hopefully, close to 1,000 students come out, which would be really cool, especially because there's not very many 5Ks. Actually, there's no 5Ks on campus that are ran by a student org. So anybody else have a question? Are you sure? You look like you have a question. Okay. Well, that's it. You can come find me. Yes?
Where are the funds going towards?
The funds, that's a really, really good question. The funds are going towards the National Alcohol Awareness Week. So we're going to direct that all into their next events for next year. And pay for the event, of course, the t-shirts. And I think we had to give some stuff to the university and just stuff like that. So it's all basically overhead, and everything that is flowing over is going towards recovery, so to speak, to Run for Recovery. That's a really good question. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, is there anyone else that would like to come up during open forum? All right, seeing that there is none, we will now move to report of the executive branch with Daniel Yates, our graduate vice president.
Hello, everybody. I'm still a little bit out of breath from running up the 3 flights of stairs there, so give me a second to kind of breathe a little bit. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys to kind of take a break from just graduate issues, but also talk about something that involves both undergraduates and graduates. I've already talked about it, Senate Retreat, it's TEDx, Texas Tech. I'm sure you guys are tired of me talking about this, but you guys will be hearing about it all semester and a little bit through the spring as well. But essentially, at Senate Retreat, I prefaced that it was an event in February. I talked a little bit about what TED was, and now I have some more details about what's going on this month exactly. So this month we're going to be looking to assess the students and learn about what students want out of TEDx Texas Tech. Do they know what TEDx Texas Tech is? What type of speakers do they want at it? Do they want engineering? Do they want economics? Do they want finance? Do they want comedians? Do they want musicians? This is all very, very important because this is a system-wide event, meaning we have representatives from Angelo State University working with me. We have representatives from HSC working with me. We have representatives from the Vice Chancellor's office. This is a system-wide event. And also, it will also represent the local community as well. Lubbock ISD will be there and is on the committee and is helping us plan this as well. The theme is Open Skies, Open Mind. And so, like West Texas, we have some of the most bountiful open skies. And along with the themes of TEDx, we want to also keep our minds open as well. So essentially this month, we're going to be researching like I was talking about. And I really need you guys as representatives of the student body to take my online survey. It takes less than a minute, I promise you. We didn't hire them. We're partnering with RadarCom and they developed a really nice survey, and one of the main things I really wanted to stress was that it had to be a short survey or else no one was gonna take it. So early next week, I won't send it out this tonight or tomorrow because you guys probably won't look at it, but early next week, I will send out a link for the survey, and as representatives of students, I really hope that you guys voice the voice of your constituents and take the survey so we can learn about what our students know about TEDx, Texas Tech, so we can kind of cater that message to them. The second part is I'm also going to have a second link. It's essentially the same survey, but this link will be for in-person interviews. So it's the same survey, and that's another reason why it's quick is so that when you guys do it in person, it won't take very, very long. But I'm hoping that you guys, during your mobile offices, when you guys are out in your college meeting with students, talking to students, that you can also ask them these questions on the survey. So essentially, there'll be two links, the same survey though, but it'll be two different links so that we can keep the data separate. The last part of the research for this month is will be focus groups. We're gonna have focus groups of undergraduates and graduates, and I'd really hope that you guys will wanna volunteer to attend these focus groups. We'll have free food. It'll be somewhere, I think, in the Media Communications College. They've got a focus group room with like a two-way mirror, cameras, and there'll be pizza and stuff, and you guys can just talk about TEDx, Texas Tech, and whether or not you know anything about it even at all. I still highly encourage you, if you haven't already, to go to www.ted.com to just watch some videos on there. It's short videos to learn about what TED is all about. It's really about spreading ideas and becoming inspired. And also our own website, to learn how to get involved with this project, to volunteer, volunteer to speak as well, is ted.ttu.edu, or the official one is www.tedxtexastechuniversity.com, but that's a longer one, and ted.ttu.edu will get you the same website. So I hope you guys take advantage of this opportunity to really voice your I keep using the word voice a lot, but voice the voice of your constituents. But anyway, thanks, and I hope you guys will respond to my email next week.
Thank you. Okay, before we move to our next report, these reports are for the purpose to get the information out to your constituents. I see a lot of you guys not taking notes. Even if you're not interested in what the speaker is saying, you need to be taking notes so you can report that back to your constituents. So we now move on to Adriana Lopez, the Executive Director of First Year Engagement.
Guys, so for those who don't know me, I'm Adriana Lopez. I'm the director of first year engagement, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the first year programs. Obviously, we have a freshman council and a transfer council now. We have elected a transfer council president. Her name is Sharon Smore. I've also assigned Senate bigs and littles. I didn't have enough people sign up for a little at Senate retreat, so those who did sign up got one. But if some of people I just assigned. So if I thought you would be a good fit, stuff like that, you got a little. I'll be handing this around so you guys can look at it. I asked them to introduce themselves to you guys. They'll be required to go to a committee meeting with you guys every semester, and you guys will also help them with legislation. If you guys have any problems, they're a good group of people. If you have any problems, let me know. Also, I would like to formally thank Charlie and Connor. They've done a lot of work getting this done for Freshman Council and Transfer Council, so just know that they're doing a lot of work. Also, we'll be doing mobile offices on Senate Day with you guys on Monday. So it's a great way to meet them, interact with them. And also, if you guys have anybody that, if your constituents are interested in FLA applications are due tomorrow at 5. So if you know anybody that's interested, we're looking to have more applications. But if you guys have any questions about your littles, what you guys need to do, anything like that, just let me know. So that's it.
Thank you. All right, we now move on to report of the judicial branch. Is anyone here? All right, seeing that there is no one here, we will now move on to report of the Student Senate President. I just want to say welcome to Freshman Council and Transfer Council to your first Senate meeting. It's really exciting. So we're happy to have you here. Also, I apologize, this week has been really hectic for me, so I'm a little behind on my emails. So I'm going to get back to you guys by the end of this weekend, so I just want to apologize for that. Also, SGA week is next week. I need all you guys to sign up on the Doodle link that I sent out what times you're gonna be available for. Even if you're not gonna be available all week, I just need to know you're not gonna be there. So either click yes or no for the times, just so I know who's gonna be there, who I can rely on, and how many people we're gonna have during each hour. And that's really important, so I would really appreciate you guys to do that for me. Also, if you guys haven't met with the deans in your colleges yet, you should already have a meeting set up for that. And if you don't, you need to have that by the end of the month. That's all I have. We will now move on to first reading with Senate Resolution 49.18, Senator Shelton.
Rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.18 and send it to second or move for second reading in our Committee on Rules and Administration.
Okay, thank you. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.19, Senator Shelton.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.19 and move that it be placed on second reading and sent to the Committee on R&A.
Thank you. We will now move on to Senate Resolution 49.20, Senator Shelton.
I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.20 and move that it move to suspend the rules and place it on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Urbanczyk. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, or all opposed? All right, seeing that, you may now approach the podium.
I rise to introduce.
Madam President.
I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.20, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the correction of Rule XIV, the Order of Business, and move for its immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Shelton?
Thank you, Madam President. Basically, this is just a resolution amending our rules because we currently have two third readings on our rules, our Order of Business, and no second reading. So I just replaced it and put in second reading.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. We make an amendment. According to the first page of the Senate procedures, there's a note on the bottom that states that the third reading and final passage is more important than the second reading and should be done first. So I propose that the two be switched. That's it.
Is there a second? Second by Senator West. Is there any further discussion on this amendment? Seeing that there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Journal clerk, are you ready?
Point of information, are we voting on the amendment? Right?
Yes.
Nay, 31% abstain.
All right, that amendment fails. Is there any further discussion on this piece? Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. All right, I really hate to be like the bearer bad news type person again. I thought this was going to go on second reading instead. But basically, the way, if you look under Rule 15, calendars in the Committee on the Rules Administration, we have three separate calendars, right? We have the Student Government Association calendar, the Senate calendar, and the Consent calendar. So each of these three calendars has a different purpose. The Student Government Association calendar has its purpose for like appropriations bills, spending bills, anything that has to do with raising revenue or fees, things like that. This is in Rule 15, Section 1, by the way, for those of you who want to look it up. B is going to be the Senate calendar, which is our general purpose calendar. And then C is going to be our consent calendar, where we put things that need a little debate, generally things that we expect to pass through without any problems. So where this becomes problematic is the way that we're changing this under the currently Senate Resolution 49.20, we're only changing one of the three calendars to include a second reading versus a third reading. I certainly don't object if we want to add in second reading for the, you know, just to make it look better. We could do that, but getting rid of the third reading and replacing it with second reading on only one of the calendars, as is presented in the resolution, actually creates a bit more of a mess because we're getting a third reading and final passage. We're getting rid of that for one of our calendars. So I'd be interested in hearing some type of creative amendments, but as is the resolution is right now, this would create problems for us.
Senator Hatch.
Madam President, can somebody explain how this would actually affect our daily routines in a non-abstract way, or do we just carry on the thing?
Senator Shelton?
It all matters, doesn't affect daily routine at all. It was simply written to change our rules because they were written with no second reading.
Is there any further discussion?
I just have a I have a question for Senator Pippen. So are you basically saying that if you're reading this as a time on, like, that should be tabbed in, like that it's saying third and final reading for the Student Government Association calendar, and then third and final reading for the Senate calendar? I will yield to Senator Pippen.
That's a kind of what I'm getting at, yes, that ultimately the formatting they kind of have is a little bit the same, but those third readings and final passages belong underneath the calendar. So like I said, if we want to amend this to maybe include a second reading in addition to the third reading and final passage under there, that would make a bit more sense. But third reading and final passage obviously is the key part where we vote, which is why it's listed under the three separate calendars.
Any further discussion? Seeing that there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Shelton?
Oh, no, I didn't have anything else.
Okay.
Oh. Do I have to motion? Point of information, do I have to motion to vote?
No.
Okay.
All right. Clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
Joe.
Madam President.
Senator Kilcoran?
I was going to motion to make an amendment. Thank you, Madam President. I was going to motion just to make the amendment that Senator Pippen said. That's okay. So I suppose what would happen is the amendment would read July 25, 10, Student Government Association calendar. Then we'll just put second reading under there, and then not cross out the third reading final passage.
Can you repeat your amendment?
Absolutely. If I understand what's going on correctly,
Okay, thank you. So that's essentially correct, but what we want to do, consent calendar, it's generally accepted if something's on consent calendar. It's just simply voted on after a short period of debate, which is why it doesn't have the third reading final passage listed. If we want to make it more streamlined and we want them to match, you're exactly right, but we also want to do that to the Senate calendar as well, just for congruency's sake. That would be proper. I'll yield to the Senator.
Thank you, Senator Pippen. I suppose then, and I'll have to yield back to you most likely to get this right, but we're just gonna do this quickly. It would be second reading, it would be 25, line 25, second reading, third reading, final passage, Senate calendar, second reading, third reading, final passage. Yield to Senator Pippen.
Thank you, Senator. Ideally, that's what we want, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So on line 26, it will read second reading. Line 27, it will read third reading, final passage. 28, Senate calendar. We'll just move all of them down as such. And then except between Senate calendar and third reading, final passage, we'll put an extra second reading in there.
Okay, is there a second to his amendment? Second by Senator Briscoe. Is there any further discussion on his amendment? Seeing that there is none, we'll proceed to the vote. Journal Clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Ninety-six percent yay, 0% nay, and 4% abstain.
All right, that amendment passes. Is there any further discussion on Senate Resolution 49.20? Seeing that there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Journal Clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Ninety-eight percent yay, 2% nay, and 0% abstain.
Senate Resolution 49.20 passes. We will now move on to Senate Resolution 49.21. Senator Shelton.
I need to sit down first.
You can stay there.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.21 and move for it to be placed on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I forgot that.
Okay.
Move to suspend the rules and place it on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Berry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. You may stay at the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.21, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the renumbering of Rule 8, and move for its immediate adoption.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Senator Banzik.
Thank you, Madam President. Friendly amendment on line one. I think we need to state something. Rule 8 of what? I think you're talking about rules of the Senate, but I think it needs to be stated. Thank you.
Okay, Senator Shelton.
Pretty much this just eliminates the second, or not eliminates, it renumbers the rest of the section since we have two section fives, and the current the second section five, by reading it, does not need to fall under the previous section five. That's why I renumbered section six.
Senator Robinette.
Madam President, point of order, or point of information, pardon me. This is Rule 8 under what section? Under what?
Rule 8?
Where?
What do you mean?
Like, Rule 8, which Rule 8 is it? Where is it?
The rules of the Senate.
Thank you.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to make an amendment on line 3, and after Rule 8, say, of the rules of the Senate.
Okay, would that be a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a friendly amendment. Thank you. Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing that there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Journal clerk, are you ready? Yes. All right, 1 is yay, 2 is nay, 3 is abstain.
It's 100% yay.
All right, that resolution passes. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.23, Senator Vogel. Oh, I'm sorry. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.22, Senator Waldrop.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.22, stating the sentiment of the Student Senate regarding the accomplishments of Christopher Shulman on being elected as a student representative to the National Council of Mortar Board, and move that it be placed in the consent calendar.
All right, thank you. And was that the consent calendar?
Point of order. The rules must be suspended to place something on the consent calendar.
I move to suspend the rules and place it on the consent calendar.
Okay. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.23, Senator Vogel. Senator Cahorn.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.23, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding thanking the League of Women Voters for registering students to vote, and I move to suspend the rules and place them on the consent calendar.
Okay. Thank you. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 49.24, Senator Post.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.24 and move it to be placed on second reading and consent calendar.
Thank you. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 49.25, Senator Romo.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to introduce Senate Resolution 49.25 and move to suspend the rules and place it on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator West. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, you may approach the podium.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.25, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate supporting the efforts of Dean Nell and the Communications and Marketing Department for the efforts with Rawls Leader in 2020, and move for its immediate adoption.
All right, is there any further discussion? Senator Romo?
Basically with this...
Oh, please address Madam President.
Madam President, basically what this resolution just states is just... supporting the DNL and his initiative in Rawls Leader in 2020. And it's basically to make the Rawls College of Business more influential as far as making it an internationally recognized institution, increase external funding, expand research efforts, and provide scholarship among the faculty. And I mean, it also complements where Texas Tech is trying to go in 2020 into tier one university. So I support this resolution 100%, and I hope you guys do too.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Corcoran.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to ask Senator Romo just the reasoning for putting Dr. Ellis on the resolution. I thought, I was under the impression that we don't normally do that unless he's being directly thanked. I'll yield back to you.
All right,
Senator Romo.
Madam President.
Yeah, he yielded to you.
Okay. I added Dr. Ellis on there just because it complemented his vision to where Texas Tech is going in 2020, so I thought it would be appropriate to add him on there.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Banzik.
Thank you, Madam President. Friendly amendment on line 15 between Texas Tech University as, there should not be the A there. And down at the bottom, Texas Tech University passed the Senate day. This is 2013, not 2012. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Briscoe.
Thank you, Madam President. From the amendment to line 4, communication and marketing, should the communication and marketing both be lowercase and the and sign other be spelled out?
I mean, that's basically how it was stated on the information I got. So that's why I put it on there.
Any further discussion? Seeing that there's none, we'll proceed to a vote. Journal clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Keep voting. Yay, 0% nay, and 4% abstain.
All right, Senate Resolution 49.25 passes. We now move on to routine motions and other business with committee reports. Senatorship with academics.
Thank you, Madam President. We just talked about legislation that we were writing, and then also went over other legislation that was sent to us.
Thank you.
We'll do that later, right?
I'm sorry. Thank you. We now move on to the diversity report with Senator Shabira.
Thank you, Madam President. We've been meeting every week, helping out for Diversity Day next Thursday. We want everybody to come out. We'll be working with Senator Delaware from Architecture. We created this 5-foot double T. We're gonna have there all day outside the sub. And everybody can come out and sign it with like a silver Sharpie or something. So we'll have that promoting diversity next Thursday.
Okay, thank you. Freshman involvement report, Freshman Council, Senator Mitchell.
Thank you, Madam President. We met this Wednesday and we developed our committees. We broke into committees. They assigned committee chairs. We're gonna be doing officer elections next week. So we'll have our officers then. Like Audrey said, we assigned bigs. So if you, after the meeting, be looking for someone to come up to you and say hi and introduce them. And if you have one, you know, sit with them at the meeting. So yeah, be looking out for that. And yeah, we'll be doing officer elections next week. Thank you, Madam President.
Okay, first up, driving off the absences, after last week, Senator Brilley, Senator Campbell, Senator Fulton, and Senator Priest.
Also, me and Joseph Cochran, or Senator Cochran, we're establishing RNA office hours for ourselves. I will be in the office Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays from 9 to 12 a.m. And Senator Corn will be in the office on Mondays and Wednesdays from 2 to 5. So if you have any questions regarding rules, any questions regarding administration, absentee forms, legislation, we will be in the office at that time to answer those sort of questions, to help you work with you, and to better further this thing. Also, just want to thank you out for having a lot of people respond to me with nominations for senators. Absentee forms were really smooth this week. Legislation got the work seen. Committee reports were on the work seen. Just thank you for that. Continue to keep putting things on the work seen. Also, we still need an education center. There's still an open spot in education, and we still have open spots in engineering as well. And actually, that is all. We are almost done with filling vacant spots. And lastly, I already kind of set a goal, and I'm like a goal for this year. I kind of wanted to read that to y'all as well. I just want to take a second and speak on behalf of RNA and explain our motives and goals for SGA. We believe as RNA we can make an impact for the betterment of SGA and Texas Tech University. Yes, as RNA, our purpose is to protect the rules and ultimately the Senate. Sometimes the rules tie our hands and force us to make difficult decisions. But we strive to provide a stable platform for the Senate. And with this in mind, RNA is calling for a rules summit on November 1st and 2nd. And what that will be is we will meet on November 1st and 2nd. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. Dates and our times will be posted as we get closer, but what it will be, as you can already see, we have a lot of legislation coming through about rules. And we're calling a summit from all senators, parties interested to come in, we're going to talk about the rules, let's get some things amended, and let's keep going. And lastly, we want to do this because we have a reviewing, and we want to make SGA, we want to make Senate better. As RNA chairman, I really have a goal for myself to really leave RNA better than I came in, and to leave the Senate better than I left. And regardless if I get any recognition for that, I really could care less. I'm really just trying to do what's best and what's right. With that in mind, I want to say thank you, and if you have any questions for me, I'm on open door policy. My number's posted on, but I'll have it. So if you ever want to call me, just call. Don't call me past 12, obviously. But thank y'all.
Thank you. Are there any other... Are there any other committee reports? All right, seeing that there is none, we will now move on to college reports. With the business report, Senator Romo.
Thank you, Madam President. Our committee met on Tuesday. We just discussed some possible legislation and some organizations we definitely want to target and talk to them. And we also talked about all the offices which we had today. It went good, and that's it.
Thank you. Human Sciences, Senator Briley.
Thank you, Madam President. We had met, I guess, last week and discussed our different, our new office hours for us and stuff, and our meeting reports and stuff. And we actually have a meeting with the Dean now, October 28th.
Thank you. Okay, we now move on to Student Government Association calendar with second reading, Senate Resolution 49.10. I open the floor to any committee reports. Are there any committee reports on Senate Resolution 49.10? Okay, Senator Kahn.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.10 and move it to be placed on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Yanez. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Right, you may approach the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.10 and move for its immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Kahn?
Thank you, Madam President. So pretty much this resolution is just stating installing 30-minute parking in the Horn Knapp parking lot. I know some people want to go on campus and visit people in the dorms or whether it be going to the dining hall. Horn Knapp lacked that. And I had met with Eric Crouch, Director of Parking Services, and he kind of gave me the okay and let me know that this is something he can definitely look into doing. So I just feel like this would be beneficial to freshman students and other students that want to go visit that dorm.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion?
Information. Or can we make a friendly amendments to...
No, I'm not on third reading. Okay, friendly
amendments. Point of order.
Senator Shelton?
Never mind.
One second. Point of order, can we make friendly amendments?
Yes.
We can. Okay.
Senator.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to make a friendly amendment to, like, right above the signature, it says day month 2012, and change it to 2013.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Shelton?
Just friendly amendment on line 9, change resident to residents, since it is the rest of it, and then add a comma after spaces.
Yeah. Senator Forth.
Thank you, Madam President. I believe this would be a friendly amendment, but it has to be key turned to the editor.
Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President.
President, I would like to add a friendly amendment to the end of line 9 to add and, comma, and.
Thank you.
All right, seeing that there is no discussion, Joan Kirk, are you ready for a vote?
Yes.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Two more people. Yay.
All right, Senate Resolution 49.10 passes. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.13. Are there any committee reports? Senator Shipp.
Thank you, Madam President. Academics Committee met, and we voted in favor of the resolution.
Are there any other reports? Senator Briscoe.
Thank you, Madam President. The Public Relations Committee met, and we discussed it, and we did not really see the necessity.
All right, Senator Cassati.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.13 and move for it to be placed on third and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Anderson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Mayor.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.13 and move for its immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Cassati.
Thank you, Madam President. Basically, this resolution is congratulating the open forums that were put on from when we were researching a vice president of research and interviewing them, and that let the students go and ask the vice president of research candidates questions and why they would fulfill that position best. The reason why this is very important is because Texas Tech is on its way to a Tier 1 university. And in Tier 1, research plays a huge role. And without a good vice president of research, you can't have a good research program. And for students to go and be able to ask the candidates what their opinion was on research and how they viewed different types of research, I think was very important to different students, especially grad students who degrees, especially encompass research in the degree. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing that there's Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I just had a quick question. How is the resolution going to be, or copies of the resolution going to be sent to students at Texas Tech University?
We do this on every piece. It's just to get the information out there. We're trying to, Senator West. Yeah.
Thank you, Madam President. It's just a formatting thing. So when it's put in there to be supported to the students, they kind of give us a day to order the right to like publicize it. It's in our journal or anything like that.
We do it on everything. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing that there's none, we will proceed to a vote. Journal clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Yay, 4% nay, and 4% abstain.
Senate Resolution 49.13 passes. We now move on to Senate Resolution.
Is that considered a congratulatory resolution?
No. It was on the consent calendar.
Okay.
Thank you. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.17, and I open up the floor to any committee reports. Senator Shavira.
Diversity Committee met.
Point of order, please address Madam President.
Thank you, Madam President. Sorry. Diversity Committee met in their favor of this resolution.
Is there any other reports? Does anyone, I open up the floor to any amendments? Okay. Senator Biden.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to make a friendly amendment to change Noel Trotter to Jill Berger and to change 2012-2013.
Thank you. Guys, please look at this before you're submitting this. It's from last year. Please don't be sloppy. Okay. Senator Conley.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.17, and I move to place it on third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator, I'm sorry, I don't know your last name. Lyle?
Danley.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Right, you may press the button.
Thank you, Madam President. So basically, Senate Resolution 49.17 is basically talking about a moment of silence, obviously. I call it a moment of reflection because that's what I would like us to do. I've written down some notes on some questions people have asked me about why did you put this in, what's the reason for this, and so my question to answer, or my answer to why do we need this. We say the Pledge of Allegiance to America to respect our nation. We say the Pledge of Allegiance to the state to respect our state. And let's take a moment of silence to respect our constituents. We represent a wide range of people groups, and regardless of their affiliation, we do respect them, or we do represent them, and it gives us an opportunity to respect all people. And secondly, what's the purpose? One, what I just talked about, and secondly, it gives us all a moment to take a step back, take a breath. It's only 10 seconds. That's what it's written in the resolution. It gives you the opportunity to take a deep breath. Man, what am I here for? Think about what are your responsibilities, your obligations, and your duties. And I don't see this as super controversial. Just simply take a breath. Let's respect everyone and respect our constituents. And that's all I have.
Any further discussion? Senator Obandik.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a quick question. Isn't this kind of what our office hours that we hold 4 hours a week are for?
Thank you, Senator. The reason why I have it at our meeting is because it's on the radio. And speaking with the KTXD, sometimes there's almost 3,000 people that listen to these meetings. And so by us taking a step back and the public hears it, it's kind of like, okay, they're taking a moment of silence to respect all individuals and all beliefs and all people groups. That's why I say we do it here, because I agree with you. We hold office hours. We have those opportunities to go and speak to organizations and do all those things and do our job. But this is kind of a statement to the constituents. It's kind of one of those, we say the pledge for a reason. Let's take a moment and let's just take a deep breath and respect our constituents.
Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. I don't feel particularly strongly for or against this resolution. I guess I don't really understand it. I know you've explained it, Senator Tomlin, and I mean, it's no disrespect to you to your explanation. It's just, I guess, I've never been much of the, you know, reflect type person on this. I feel that we do a better job of reflecting and representing and respecting all of our different types of constituents when we are working in the office hours, when we're writing legislation, when we're meeting with them. All of these things, I think, to me show real substantive respect to all of these individuals and groups. So I'm not super for or against it. I just don't really understand its role and how 10 seconds only alone is supposed to make me feel the gravity of the situation. I know we talked a lot last meeting about simplifying the rules, and I guess really on the basis of how I just don't understand how it fits and how we're this is going to be contributing towards the rules in that fashion. I urge you to vote your conscience on this one. I just don't think I see the point of it.
Senator Cassati.
Thank you, Madam President. If this resolution were to pass, how would this be put into the rules or constitution or wherever to make it mandatory or to be part of the Senate meeting?
Senator Tomlin?
From my knowledge, it's in the order of business. Basically, it says we have the pledges, you know. It's on our agendas. It would be added to the agenda. So when you say on your agendas, it would say we have our pledges, correct? And then I would basically would add to after that. And honestly, I want to yield to whatever senator can answer that question probably better. Maybe Corcoran. I want to yield to Senator Corcoran.
Thank you, Senator Tom. Anyway, since it's just a resolution, it doesn't change any actual rules of the Senate. This would just be for this session, and we just kind of added in is the impression I'm under, and it would just disappear after the session unless someone wrote into the rules. But as of right now, we just do it like anything else, I guess. That's just temporary.
Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President. Is this a forthcoming resolution coming to actually change the order of our business for Senate meetings?
Thank you, Senator West. You have I don't have the answer to that question. I would like to yield to any senator that may.
Senator Neal?
Thank you, Madam President. As a co-author of this piece, I just want to say a few words, and I also address your question. Senator Tomlin mentioned a second ago that this was sort of a symbol to the people listening, our constituents, all the students out there, that we're committed, that we're stopping to think about our duties and responsibilities to them. I think it goes one step further. This small act acts as a symbol not only to the people that we are representing, but it acts as a symbol for each other, us in this room. For us, we all lead very busy lives, and it's easy to come into Senate and just coast right on through because we're focused on the next assignment, the next big thing. And as Senator Tomlin points out, we need to stop for a second and reflect. I think that as we implement this moment of reflection and we see the benefits or lack thereof from this kind of an almost revolutionary, we haven't had anything like this before, then we can start to look into passing some kind of legislation to make this permanent in our rules of the Senate. But as I stated before, it would just apply to this session. I'll yield to Senator Tomlin.
As I should have mentioned in the beginning, this is a temporary. This is only for this session, and last we get to the end, and this was something that this constituents liked, that we felt should become a necessary thing of our rules, and then we can rewrite or re-add and add it to our rules the proper way.
Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess my question wasn't very clear. Rule 14 of the Rules of Senate state our order of business. Nothing about this resolution kind of indicate that we're going to change our order of business. So if we pass this, how is this actually going to take effect? And I would like to yield to our volunteer and clarification.
Thank you, Senator West. I'll answer that, and then I'm going to yield back to Senator Tomlin so he can have a chance to answer that. But to repeat what everyone has said already, since it's a resolution, and since we aren't specifically changing our rules of the Senate to reflect a moment of silence or a moment of reflection there, there would only be temporary change. This disappears after the session ends. And onto that, I think I'll add this before I yield back to Senator Tomlin, which is, I don't understand how 10 seconds really changes what we do here in SGA that much. Again, I'm not trying to harp on the idea here. I think that if we think this out, we talk to constituents, and if this is something they really appreciate, then sure, let's investigate it. But to me, 10 seconds at the moment with no constituent feedback, at least I don't see how that's going to substantially change compared to working office hours, doing mobile offices, going out and meeting with your constituents and their organizations, talking with them in the sub, all of those different various things. With that, I'll yield to Senator Tomlin.
Thank you, Senator Pippin. Like I've already said, this doesn't replace those things. This isn't meant to replace meeting with constituents. This was never meant to do that. This is literally a 10-second, almost a statement to our constituents that, hey, we respect you, we care about you, we're here to respect you. And it's almost like a 10-second moment where you can take a step back, think, hey, what am I here for? And you can think about what you're representing. And we should already be meeting with those constituents. And talking about, is 10 seconds really even necessary? Or what is it really going to do? At the end of the day, I keep talking about respecting our constituents. It's really, 10 seconds isn't going to do much for this room. But what is 10 seconds going to do for our constituents? And that's the real question to ask here, is not what does 10 seconds do for you, but what does it do for our constituents? In the sense that it's a statement. Like I already said, sometimes we have 3,000 people listening to these meetings. Sometimes more, as a man from KTXD told me. That's a big number, guys. That's a huge number. That's almost as many people as voted in our last election. This 10 seconds gives us the opportunity to respect them.
Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move the previous question.
Second by Senator Hatch, Senator Berry, Senator Kahn, Senator Mitchell. Is that five? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, we'll now proceed to a vote. Journal clerk, are you ready?
Yes.
One is yea, two is nay, three is abstain.
Yea, 22% nay, and 6% abstain.
Senate Resolution 49.17 passes. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.12, and this is still in second reading with Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move for this. I would like to move this to. I would like to send this back to committees.
Thank you. We now move to consent calendar with Senate Resolution 49.22, Senator Waldrop.
I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.22, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate, and move for its immediate adoption.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Senator Waldrop?
So this is just a congratulatory piece for Christopher Shulman. Christopher Shulman's in Mortar Board right now. If you don't know what Mortar Board is, it's an honor society for the top 50 seniors from every university. The people that are put in the honor society are put there for showing success in leadership, in scholarship, and in service. Christopher Shulman is the president of our Mortar Board chapter, and he was selected to be on the National Council. He was selected out of two students in the nation. So this is a really, really big deal. It's a big deal for Christopher Shulman. It's a big deal for the Rawls College, and it's a big deal for Tech. It reflects really well upon us, and it's something that definitely needs to be congratulated. I will add that this is a congratulatory piece, so it needs 100% approval to pass. So I please ask you that you would join me in congratulating Christopher Shulman on a job well done.
Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to make an amendment to add behind Dr. Juan Munoz, our dean of students.
Okay. Senator Shelton.
I've read several friendly amendments. On line 8, after service, comma, add an and. And after line 15, add an and. And then on line 21, Ms. Cassidy Ketron, go ahead and bold it just so it goes with the rest of the piece. And then I would like, if it was okay with you, to move line 24 up to in front of line 17, as Mr. Shulman is who we are essentially congratulating. Put him first so it shows that this was for him.
Yeah, that last one wouldn't be a friendly amendment.
Okay.
So we don't do amendments on consent calendar.
Point of order.
Point
of information. Why is it not a friendly amendment? It didn't change the meaning of anything, so.
Thank you, Madam President. Per our rules, friendly amendments are only responsible for things like grammar, spelling, those type formatting type issues, but to actually change the content or meaning of a resolution will result in it not being a friendly amendment.
It doesn't change the content and meaning, and it is formatting only.
I'm sorry, I didn't even hear your amendment.
Okay. The last be it further resolved, make it be the first be it further resolved, as Mr. Shulman is who we are congratulating, just to show that we are placing importance on him and not on everything else, and then congratulating him at the last second.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is how our congratulatory pieces are formatted.
Point of information.
Senator Pippin.
So the presiding officer made their decision. So that's the decision that's currently in place. What you're welcome to do if you don't agree with their decision is appeal the decision of the chair. And
Senator West.
I would just like to add, thank you, Madam President. I would like to add another friendly amendment to 919, delete the period, make it a comma, and insert a.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing that there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Journal Clerk, are you ready? And this has to pass by 100%.
Yes.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained.
Keep voting. Well, 100% yay.
Senate Resolution 49.22 passes. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.23. Senator Krikorn.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.23 and stating the sentiments of the Student Senate, thanking the League of Women Voters for registering students to vote, and I move for its immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like
to on line one just take out regarding? Is that friendly?
Any further discussion? All right, seeing that there is none, we will proceed to a vote. This requires 100% to pass as well. One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain. Senate Resolution 49.23 passes. We now move on to announcements. I just have a few. I'm sorry, I'm really bad with last names. So if you guys can make sure that you show me the side of your name and that it's clear, I'm probably going to go get checked for glasses too. But anyways, new senators, come meet me after. I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys. I'd like to set up a meeting next week with you guys. So please come over here after the meeting. Are there any further announcements? Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. Could everyone in Budget and Finance meet me after this, please? Okay. Or if anybody wants to be in it, please be in it. Super fun.
Senator Shabira?
Thank you, Madam President. Arts and Sciences and Diversity Committee will be meeting outside for after.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm just making a quick announcement for our girl clerk, since she's technically not allowed to speak at these meetings generally. She just wanted me to let everyone know that, one, just make sure you turn in your amendment sheets when you make amendments, because sometimes it can be very difficult to go back to the actual recording and get everyone's amendments just by your voices. And second, also, make sure after you write legislation, after it's passed, to get the contact information. Just the mail stuff is okay for people here on campus, but just to give her the contact information as soon as possible afterwards so she can send it out. That's all.
Senator Kahn.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to kind of address freshman council here. For those of you who know freshmen who are interested in joining student government still, FLA applications are due tomorrow at 5 p.m. The student government office. It's kind of like an internship program under the executive officers of the student government. So if you have friends who may have ran for freshman council, may not have gotten a position, or people you know who are interested in getting involved in the student body, FLA applications are the same place where you guys got your freshman council application. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Senator Tomlin?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to reiterate our office hours again. I'll be in the office just in case. I got to say it really fast. Basically, RNA will be in the office between Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 12, and Monday and Wednesday from 2 to 5. And then on special circumstances, on Mondays, we'll be there from 5 to 8 as well. And also, the Rules Summit will be on November 1st and 2nd. Hours are two to be determined, but that is a Saturday and a Sunday. I believe Tech is playing West Virginia that weekend, so they're away. Unless you're planning on driving to West Virginia, I may be wrong on that point, but that's kind of what we scheduled that weekend. So, thank y'all.
Senator Mitchell?
I just want to say don't run off too fast. Give the freshman council people a chance to come meet y'all, especially if you're there. I don't know, do y'all have the list of the...
Bobby's still here.
Okay, well, anyway, they're going to come up to you. They should have already been... Y'all should have been pointed out to them. But yeah, next meeting, just sit with your person and like help them understand what's going on, because it gets a little confusing. And yeah, just don't run off too fast. Thank you.
Senator Hudson.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, I'm another fun thing at the law school. The 7th Court of Appeals for Texas is going to be doing oral arguments on Tuesday. I know a couple of y'all weren't able to come listen to the Criminal Court of Appeals, so there's another opportunity. I'll try to post more information when I know, like, what cases they will be hearing. If you have any questions, just let me know. And like I did last time, I'll post it on Facebook as well.
Senator Whetstone.
Madam President. Senators, before y'all leave, at the end, make sure y'all turn in those placards and clickers. Y'all do not need to walk out. Those are not yours. So, thank you.
Any further announcements? Senator West. So second by Senator Hatch. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned at 7:10.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.